Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody hear any
gossip?
Gossip.
Celebrity
gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So Elton John revealed on Good Morning America that he has lost his vision in his right eye.
And my left eye is not the greatest. So there's hope and encouragement that it will be okay. But it's I'm kind of stuck at the moment because I can do something like this. But going into the studio and recording, I don't know. Because I can't see a lyric for a start.
Oh, that's terrible. The Billboard Music Award nominees were just announced, and Taylor Swift is in second with 17. Country artist Zach Bryan leads the way with 21 nominations. The ceremony airs live on Fox and Paramount Plus on December 12th. The Edge says U2 is working on a sci-fi Irish folk music album. What even is that? Glenn Powell called into a lookalike contest in Austin, Texas to surprise his fans.
The winner of the Glenn Powell lookalike contest wins their parents or any family member of their choice a cameo in my next movie. I am completely serious. This is a cash value prize of $6 billion.
That's very Dr. Evil of him. Jude Law broke the news that Kate Winslet's countryside cottage in The Holiday doesn't exist. He just broke my heart, too. The director had the facade built in England and the interior shots were done in L.A. Boo. Wiz Khalifa was performing at a club in Thailand when a fan started throwing cash at him on stage.
Stop throwing money on stage. I'm not no stripper, dog. Quit throwing money on stage.
Sorry. Oh, it's hilarious. Stop throwing money on stage. Sherry Shepherd helped pass out hundreds of frozen turkeys in Harlem to those in need. And Big Bang Theory actress Kaley Cuoco shared why she gave up her dog Shirley, who recently passed away from cancer.
I cherished that dog. We obviously bring many dogs into our home, and I started to get really worried that she would really hurt another animal, and I needed to make a very, very difficult decision that I think it's good that I'm sharing it, because I wonder if, I'm sure there are people out there that have had to make this decision. And she just could not live with us with how she was behaving. And I loved her so much, but I was really scared.
The dog was not put down. She was actually passed on to a handler who was able to take care of her through her cancer. The Rock disagrees with theaters not asking fans not to sing. He says, quote, sing. You've paid your hard-earned money for a ticket and you've gone to a musical and you're into it. Well, speaking of,
something has changed within me.
So Wicked is being criticized for not being rich in color like the Wizard of Oz, you know, the OG version. Director John M. Chu says it was deliberate to make it feel actually real. Speaking of real, I got a dirt alert. Just in case you were wondering, here's what's on the prison menu for Diddy this Thanksgiving. For lunch, Diddy will munch on turkey roast, hot and sour tofu, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, dinner rolls, and holiday pies. And for dinner, Diddy will be served in jail a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, potato chips, whole wheat bread, and a fruit beverage. Have the day you deserve, sir. And that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except sing on key?